Well, Tuesday marked the last wave of schools returning to the classroom, among them about 50,000 students in the Detroit Public School Community District. Dr. Nicolai Vitti, the superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools Community District, on the other end of our line. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, Doctor, and happy new week, first week of school.
Thank you. Good morning. Always good to be with you.
Always good to have you here with us. And it's a different world. There's a lot going on. COVID-19, just one of the challenges facing Michigan school districts this fall. There's a lot of concern among parents who are releasing their treasures into the care of the Detroit Public Schools Community District, especially for those first-time students. Can you reassure them that they're going to be well taken care of?
Absolutely. I would, not arguing this point arrogantly, but having, open schools last year, obviously not with the same number of students, but employees, when you look at what we're doing from a safety protocol point of view and really what we learned last year, I believe that students are safer in school than they are in the general society. When you think about children younger than 12, not having access to the vaccine, being in school, and obviously those that are older. And I say that because we are testing every week. So, when you go into greater society, you're going to the movies, you're going to the mall, to a store, to church, reunions, you're not testing. And so in DPSCD, we're doing the temperature check at the door, the symptoms check, deep cleaning. But what's different is the testing. So every employee has to test every week at the work site they work at, and every student needs to test. So we can talk about an infection rate in DPSCD and at the school that you attend. So obviously we talk about a state infection rate, a county infection rate, a city infection rate, but in DPSCD we can talk about an infection rate as well. So last week, for example, only 0.2% of students, and it was really only employees at that time, were positive. So this allows us to pick up asymptomatic cases or asymptomatic outbreaks, and I don't think any school district can talk about that, and most organizations, businesses, places you go to can't talk about that.
Well, we know too about you talk about your employees. We look at Miami-Dade County Public Schools. 13 school employees have died from COVID-19 since August 16th. The school district and local teacher union telling CNN all 13, three teachers, one security monitor, one cafeteria worker, and seven school bus drivers were unvaccinated, they said. The 13 school employees who died were all African Americans who were unvaccinated, according to their families. I point it out because I'm underscoring the unvaccinated part of the story, Doctor.
Yeah, it's hard to hear that. We are still dealing with positive cases. Obviously, we have not had any employees pass away due to COVID for some time, but we continue to see positive cases, and the vast majority of those positive cases are unvaccinated. We've had a couple that have been vaccinated, but for the most part, they're unvaccinated. And, when you look at the unvaccinated as well, it's starting to lead to inefficiency with quarantine situations where you're likely to disrupt the kind of service you would provide through that employee because they have to quarantine, or when we get into school, students quarantining. So, I feel I have tried, and the organization has tried to do everything that we can to promote vaccines. Last year, up until June 30th, we provided $500. Since then, I've sent a couple news stories to our employees about families who loved ones have passed away because they decided not to be vaccinated. And statistically, it's very clear that yes, you may still become positive even when vaccinated, unlikely but possible. But certainly, statistically, from 99% to 97%, or from the statistics that I've seen, those that are now being hospitalized or passing away are unvaccinated. So, You know, it's one thing to say, well, I might still get COVID if I'm vaccinated, but, you know, it's pretty clear you're highly unlikely to be in a hospital and more unlikely to pass away. So it is a frustrating point, to be honest. I'm ready to mandate the vaccine. I'm still working with the school board and our unions about that. 70% or more of our employees are vaccinated, but I think we need to be at 100%. And honestly, Paul, when you think long term and you think about just the ongoing challenges of COVID, I think unless we're all going to accept the new normal, which is wearing a mask, quarantining, temperature checks, COVID testing, unless we're going to accept that, which I just don't see our society completely accepting that, then the only way to get back to normal is to mandate a vaccine. And I just don't know if elected officials are ready to do that. Maybe we need another election cycle. but that's the only way I see us going back to the new normal.
Yeah,
or
I think
to the old normal.
I think an excellent observation, Dr. Nikolai Vidi, superintendent of Detroit Public Schools Community District. Once again, it's the politics of this whole pandemic that are getting in the way here. And re-election, believe me, is on the minds of all. I would say, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer, her administration has declined to impose a statewide mask requirement through an epidemic order, if you will, leaving the decision to local officials in many large counties. Wayne, Oakland, and Genesee county health departments are requiring masks for at least young students. Michigan's third largest county, Macomb, has avoided a mask mandate and left the decision to local districts. Of course, getting attention is what's happening at Detroit Renaissance High School, and the football team wasn't able to play because of so many kids with COVID. They're still waiting to know if they can play their next game. Is there a decision on that?
Well, you know, this goes back to the vaccine issue. Had student athletes been vaccinated, not only would we have seen fewer positive cases, but after initial testing and a couple of days wait, then those student athletes would have been able to practice, play, and go to school. We've had to quarantine about 40, by memory, about 40 student athletes / coaches based on that situation at Renaissance. And, you know, about 2 weeks before, we had an outbreak on the Cavs Tech football team. And I sent a really clear note to the high school principals to pass along to athletic coordinators and coaches to say, you know, honestly, from just a competitive point of view, we are going to be at a disadvantage to suburban rural areas because their vaccination rates are higher. So, you know, everyone's going to deal with COVID. Everyone's going to deal with positive cases here or there, but you can contain it through the vaccination process. I'm hopeful that Renaissance will be able to play this weekend, if not for sure, then the following week.
When would that decision be made?
Well, I think it really comes down to numbers of students that have passed the 14-day quarantine and are still and testing negative.
I leave you with this quote, your quote, Dr. Vidi. That is, quote, our sports teams are going to be more susceptible to positive cases and outbreaks, and that is just a risk that our coaches, players, and families are willing to take. Doctor, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Nikolai Vidi, superintendent of Detroit Public Schools Community District. As we continue...